stayed in the locker room another 20 minutes trying to get on Instagram and Twitter. At that point, I had not had an iPhone. I was on a low-tech phone. I have a flip phone, so it's funny. Because of all of this stuff, I had to go back to my iPhone. I had to go back to my technology and get back on Twitter just to see that for my news and to keep up to date. So I remember that moment exactly. I'm talking to teammates. I can't get on my flip phone on social media, so I'm talking to Kyle O'Quinn like, yo, what's going on?
Glenn Robinson. That was the voice of Glenn Robinson III of the Philadelphia 76ers, broadcasting from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast. I'm Devon Givens, and that is Tyler Zuli, and Glenn has a flip phone. No shame, but I just don't, you know, like my grandmom has a flip phone. A couple of other people I know have flip phones, you know, a little older people, but I was surprised that 26-year-old Glenn Robinson had a flip phone. So Tyler gave us another audio clip there from my interview with him on the Sixers Podcast Network. You can check it out at the Sixers Podcast Network or check it out on Sixers.com for you to find that interview about a lot of the social issues going on, his foundation, what he's trying to do to help. So if you can, again, just check it out on those sites and on those platforms. But I commend him. Again, he said he has a low-tech phone. I'm sure it works everywhere and nothing wrong with it. But it's just interesting for a 26-year-old professional athlete.
To this day, the best phone I've ever had was a flip phone.
Really?
Yes, it was actually the first phone I ever owned.
I had some cool...
I had the Razor.
I had that one too.
That was the best.
Did you have the black one?
Mine was like silver. Yeah, it was like a sleek silver. Yeah, that's the one I had.
Always kept it clean.
It was pretty cool.
Right? Light up when you flip it open with that blue.
Yes.
Yeah. I might get you one of those for your birthday.
Have to hit the same number four times to get one letter.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when you're texting.
Yeah. Classic. 610-632-0975. I haven't even checked to see... if any other people have the flip phones quickly. But, oh, by the way, Brian from Plymouth Meeting, Elbow Shaferi, he spoke about an interview with Larry Wilmore, Black on the Air, on The Ringer. So I just retweeted it for the people who are interested in it. So, yeah. So I just retweeted and allowed you to check that out. Trust me, Larry Wilmore, great interview. Always a good listen on that podcast, Larry Wilmore, Black on the Air. He also says he doesn't understand, to our last question, Tom, asking about Jay Wright. Don't understand the Jay Wright fascination. His biggest strength, recruiting, is useless in the NBA. And let's be real, he had plenty of championship caliber teams that did not get it done in the tourney. I'm not even going to say what he said last. Yes, I am. Needed. Who did he need, Tyler Zuli, to get over the hump? That would be?
Your guy.
Yes, sir.
It's not wrong.
That's what he said. I didn't say it.
I like Jay Wright a lot. I think Jay Wright's a really respectable and good coach.
Probably the best coach in town.
I would probably agree with that.
Yeah.
Just from a success standpoint. But I do have somewhat of an agreeance with that tweet. Because I thought for a really long time he fell short of the mark until they kind of made the run.
Yeah, yeah. And he had some really good classes where they did not win. I was like, oh, this dude is about to be out. He's not going to be here. And he turned it around. Josh Hart, Ryan Arcidiacono, Daniel Ochefu, Daryl Reynolds, Chris Jenkins with the big shot. The shot, of course, as we know, Jalen Brunson, Phil Booth, and of course, Mikal Bridges. 2016, winning with that group. 2018, Dante DiVincenzo on that squad. Eric Paschal. Yes, those guys in the pros now. And they all contribute. And not just contribute, they contribute in a big way. A big way. But I think he stays. Mark Jackson was the 24, was the commentator that set that 24 minute target for Al Horford. Okay, we weren't sure what he was speaking of. I didn't know that one, so I didn't hear that one. Okay. Some good ones on Twitter as well. Ah, oh, this is a great one. This is a great one when it comes to cool dads. I have to take you back to 1999. Okay? 1999. Take you back to American Pie. And this one is, of course, Eugene Levy as Jim's dad, Jim Levenstein. This is from Chris Rauscher, 11, Rauscher, on Twitter. He sends a gif of, well, we'll just tell your mother that we ate it all. It's from the pie scene. But Jim's dad speaking to Jim at the kitchen table. Fantastic. Fantastic. Cool movie dad. You agree with that one, Tyler, before we get back to the phones? He's a great dad.
Yeah, oh, he's a cool, he's a cool dad. Is he cool?
He's cool because he's uncool, but how he is as a father, with how he handles the situation with the with the whole thing of the movie,
yeah.
And of course, Jim, you know, trying to whatever, he's a cool
you
dad.
Know.
He's a cool dad.
All right, okay. I'm cool with that.
Yeah, and I just get a text from G on my on the phone, not my flip phone, on my iPhone. Glenn Robinson, he has one too, but he just doesn't use it. I went to the movies to see this. So this was 1999. Let me see what month did this? I don't know the month that it came out. Let me see quickly. July. 1999. So in July 1999, you figure, oh man, this is classic. So 1999, I had just turned 22 and I went to see this with some friends and my girlfriend at the time, who, you know, my daughter's mother, right? And so I'm 22. And my brother, what do I have my brother? He was 13. You know, my mom, my dad is cool, right? My mom is cool too, but she's more of the like, you know, I don't want you watching Married with Children. When it was first coming out, she didn't want me watching Married with Children. You know, I love Al Bundy and I love that show. Because it was too much. And it was like 89, 88, whatever it was, the first episode, 87, something like that, right? I took my brother with me, 13. Why not? He's not sneaking to watch it. I'm 22. He wasn't even 13 yet, because his birthday is not until August. So I took him in July. So he was 12, but he was about to be 13. I took him to see the movie with me. So what? G knows about this. And they were like, why? Why did you take your brother to see? I'm like, why not? He was with me. He wasn't with sneaking at 12 o'clock at night on a Saturday night in the summer and watching a movie and scrambling to change the channel when my parents came in the room or anything. He went with me. It's a big deal. He was cracking up. It's a classic movie to this day.
Great movie.
Great movie. The sequels. Once they started going with like the different stuff when everybody was away from it now, the main characters, I was like, I'm out. Like the band camp, American Pie Presents band camp and stuff like
Didn't
that.
Didn't they go to Europe for one
Whatever.
Of them too?
At that point, I was out. I only cared about the actual American Pie movies. Those were the ones I cared about. But that's a classic movie, and that's one that Chris Rauscher 11 on Twitter gave us, Chris, that's a great one. Thank you, my man. Thank you. William Russ, a cool dad as Alan Matthews in Boy Meets World. Fly Philly fan gives us that one. Leslie, just jumping in here a couple of seconds ago. Captain Steubing, Lifeboat TV show. I got to see this. I don't even know that one. Lifeboat TV. Do you know that one?
I don't.
A cool dad.
No, I don't think I know that one at all.
Let me see. Lifeboat. And what did I say the name was? Captain Steubing. Let's see. Let's check this out. Before we go back to the phones, we have people. We will get to you in a second. 1 second. I don't see it. I don't know. I don't see it.
Oh, it's because it's Love Boat.
It says Lifeboat.
Yeah, I think it's Love Boat.
I don't know, Captain. You got that one?
That's the only thing that came up is when I Googled it.
But there was actual a Lifeboat TV show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got the one that I'm looking at is from Love Boat.
All right. And it has that?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I'll do some research.
Let me see quickly. Was this Gavin McLeod? Was that Gavin McLeod? I don't know. Now she has me curious. Now I have to see this. Now I have to make sure I see this one. I've seen Love Boat, of course. I'm just trying to get the casts and their characters. Let me see. Now we can't go to the phones until we get this because, yep, Captain Merle Steubing. Okay. All right, got it. Now we know. Love Boat. And Leslie texts back, Love Boat. All right. Thank you, Leslie. Appreciate it. All right, I like that one. 610-632-0975. One more. Here's a cool one. Respect to all _ ace, Fred Sanford. Doggone right. I was watching Sanford and Son on Tuesday. Love Red Fox's Fred Sanford. No question. No question. Love it. All right. Let's go back to the phones. Definitely Red Fox. We'll get to some tweets as well. More. Lance in Arizona. What's up, Lance?
Hey, guys. So a couple of things. On the Eagles, I look at Jamal Adams this way. I think he's a great player. He's young. But the problem that you're going to have is if you get him, you're going to have to give up draft capital, which is going to be likely a first and a third.
Yeah, we talked about that.
You're already down a fourth rounder next year because you traded it to get Avery. So you're already at a disadvantage even if you got a fifth rounder back in this draft when you traded back with Dallas. The problem is you're going to have to give up capital, and then you're going to have to sign him to a new contract when you trade for him. Because if you wait, you're going to have the same issue the Texans had with Laramie Tunzel, where you get caught with your pants down because he's going to hold you over because you just gave up capital.
Yep.
And he's going to make you pay him. So you want to have that contract in place, which I'm not saying is a bad thing, but you want to have as much rollover money going into next year since you're already $50 million. And if you don't do it, he's making $10 million next year. Now you're $60 million over and you have less rollover, so you're going to have issues. And that doesn't even get into, I think the Eagles value safety. I don't think they value it enough to give up draft capital and cap space. If he was a free agent, I think they would go after him.
Of course they would.
So to me,
what would you do?
The guy that makes more sense to me, if you're going to make a trade for something, is Ngakoue. He's almost the same age. He's a pass rusher, which they love, and I love Brandon Graham, man, but he's going to be 32, 33. You don't have anybody in the pipeline because Barnett can't stay healthy and he really hasn't lived up to his potential. That's the position I look at. Now, I get Ronnie McLeod's old. And he's getting older, but I can live with Ronnie McLeod for 2 years at his price. And if Kayvon Wallace steps up, then all I have to do is find another younger replacement next year in the draft to groom under McLeod. Or if Jalen Mills pans out, maybe you move him back to there or something, somewhere in free agency. I don't think they're going to do it for safety.
Well, I don't think they're going to do it, Lance. I would love to, for them to do it. And I understand all the things. We brought those things up earlier. I would still do it for Jamal Adams. And we know where the birds are right now, where some don't even appear to think that they can get to the Super Bowl, like myself. Some believe they can.
Oh, I'm with you on that one.
Yes.
Like, I don't think they're, like, I'm sorry. Like, I love the Eagles, but then I looked. I don't think the Eagles are a Super Bowl contending team right now. I thought that even before the Brooks injury. I think the Brooks injury is a bigger injury than people want to give it.
Yep.
They run a lot of stuff on that right-hand side of the line.
Yep.
But it is what it is. Like,
it's
like,
a good discussion. It's always good to hear your team's name and these things when the players become available and they want to move out of their bad situation into a good situation. And the Eagles are a good situation for a lot of players, a lot of great players around there that want a new address.
I wouldn't be surprised. But if we get to midseason and Ngakoue's still on the Jaguars,
yep,
which I think there's a high possibility at the deadline, I think the Jaguars are willing to trade him for a lesser price. I think you might see the Eagles jump in at that point. If they're saying, well, if you give us a third, we're going to get a comp pick third in 2 years from now or a year from now,
mm-hmm,
I think they would make that move. It's a matter of whether or not you think you can sign him to a reasonable contract. But I think they would have to move. You would have to either somehow get out of Brandon Graham's contract next year, or you would have to trade away Barnett to get the cap space that he's making off so you could give it to Ngakoue, which isn't a problem for me.
No.
I like Barnett. I think he's a better run defender than he is a pass rusher. So,
and he's supposed to be a better pass rusher than a run defender, and he's not good enough. He stays injured, and he gets dumb penalties now. Lance, do you have a cool dad TV movie?
I have a cool dad like TV show. I have two of them. I was going to say Uncle Phil.
Yes, we had that one.
Danny Tanner.
Oh, Full House. Thank you, Lance. Have a great one, man.
Yeah, no problem, man.
Enjoy it. Danny Tanner. Was Danny Tanner cool?
I think Danny Tanner was a good dude. You know, like he was raising kids.
As a single dad.
Helping other people out, you know, kind of everybody pitched in, rooming together, all that kind of stuff. Yeah, I think he was, was he cool? I don't know if he was cool, but he was a good dad.
All right, let me give you, he was definitely a good dad. Let me give you the one I said outside of Bryan Cranston as Hal, not Walter White. I said I had a movie one, right? Jasper gave it to us earlier. I mentioned that. I didn't say who it was because I wanted to give people time. It's 9:18 now, so we'll give it because we also got it from Malik. The same one. Furious Styles. Boys in the Hood. Lawrence Fishburne. Absolutely a cool dad. 100%.
Yep.
Teaching you about life. Girls. Growing up in South Central, keeping his son safe, all that, teaching him the lessons, everything. And he was just cool as ever. He can cut his son's hair in the kitchen. What's the good barbecue from across the street? Furious Styles, Malik, Jasper, great call. That was the one I said. Cool dad. He was cool. He was chilling. Then he had the, when you have those the ball that you need in your hand, the two of them, where you try to kind of, it's like a meditating type of thing to kind of calm you down. Yeah.
Oh, the ones where you like spin them in between. Yeah, I know what you're talking. Yeah, I know what you're talking. Yep.
Yeah, he's a cool dad. Furious Styles. Great call. Furious Styles. Dan says, are you ignoring tweets? Please address on air. Well, damn, my bad. Me, you, and Tyler. He tweeted you as well, apparently. We've had so many.
Got a lot.
I haven't gotten through them yet. You haven't gotten through them yet. Do you know what tweet he's talking about?
I don't know. I'll go back and take a look on the station's account.
Let me see, because I'll just look it up here.
You know who I'm surprised no one has said?
I think I have it, but go ahead. Stress ball is what they were called.
Okay.
Thank you.
I gotcha.
Yep.
You know who I'm really surprised no one has said? Will Smith's character in The Pursuit of Happiness.
Mm, good one. Maybe somebody said it on Twitter, but you're right.
I'm surprised. Because that's one that you think movies, that kind of jumps right out at you.
Good one. Let me see this one. Let me read this. Okay.
One more, by the way, for you thinking kids movies?
Okay.
Mufasa was a pretty cool dad.
That was a cool dad. Cool dad. definitely a cool dad. All right, this is what Dan says. We're not ignoring your tweets, Dan. She's been busy tonight. Sorry about that. Coolest of the cool, Michael Scott from The Office, although he didn't have kids. Here's this quote. I don't get why parents are always complaining about how tough it is to raise kids. You joke around with them. You give them pizza. You give them candy. You let them live their lives.
The only thing I can think of with kids for Michael Scott is Scott's Tots.
Scott's Tots.
It's just such a depressing episode.
And it will be a problem with him as a dad. I just can't see it. I don't know if he would be a cool dad. I don't know that he would be a cool dad. Few others. Yeah, I saw that one. Okay, Michael Scott. Karate Mark, along with Malik, points out, best dad ever, Carl Winslow, based on our conversation with Carl Winslow and then him being the police officer in Die Hard. But I'll go with my wild card, dad from Boy Meets World. All right, we got that one. Coolest dad. Unlimited money, will do anything on a whim. I would hang with him. That's Frank. Mark also replies, and yes, Family Matters touched today's issues a long time ago, and it's a damn shame it's still relevant. Aside from that, Carl was the GOAT, and for me, easily in my top three sitcoms all time with Perfect Strangers, Bronson Pinchot, and Married with Children. Okay, good stuff. Malik says, Danny DeVito, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
It's cool for sure.
Is he a
good dad? No. Not even a little bit.
But is he a cool dad?
I mean, if you're thinking about cool being like you can hang out with your dad and,
you know
do fun stuff and get away with stuff, sure.
Yeah. That's all we're asking. All right, remember we were talking about Adam Gaze and his eyes going all around? So we missed this one, but thank you, Jeff. DJ Jeff P. Old school game you're thinking of is Asteroid or Super Breakout. Something like, or Arkanoid. Maybe, I don't know if he spelled that one wrong, but all right, cool. Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate that one. Ward Cleaver from Leave It to Beaver is my dad pick. Dargan Franks 3. Cool dad. We have a lot of them that we can share. But on the other side, we will give you the NHL statement and the latest with the Philadelphia Phillies coronavirus. 610-632-0975. Cool dads, TV, movie. Honor of Father's Day this weekend right here on The Fanatic.
Give me that phone. Javon Gibbons on 97.5 The Fanatic. The Fanatic.
9:29 on this Friday night. Hope you all are doing well. Javon Gibbons, Tyler Zuli, 610-632-0975. So we said the NHL had released a statement. So we want to give this to you quickly before we get to Aaron and everybody else in the tweets also. Here is what the NHL statement release was tonight on phase two testing. Since NHL clubs were permitted to open their training facilities on June 8th, all players entering these facilities for voluntary training have been subject to mandatory testing for COVID-19. Through today, in excess of 200 players have undergone multiple testing. A total of 11 of these players has tested positive. All players who have tested positive have been self-isolated and are following CDC and Health Canada protocols. The NHL will provide a weekly update on the number of tests administered to players and the results of those tests. The league will not be providing information on the identity of the players or their clubs. That is a statement from the National Hockey League on phase two testing. 200 players have gone multiple testing. Only 11 positive. That's a pretty good number. Pretty good number. Not mad at that one. And I think we should expect once the NBA and once the NHL, the NBA gets back at it on Tuesday where they can report. And the NHL, once things start to go with the games, even though they will be in their isolated situations, Tyler, we know we're going to get some positive tests from both leagues.
Yeah, I think that it's pretty much going to be a guarantee. I think that, again, it's going to be one of those things where are they going to judge it based on the number of positive tests? Are they going to judge it based on the number of severe symptoms that pop up, you know, versus asymptomatic or mild symptoms? I know they have a plan in place for that. Mm-hmm. I just wish that we had a better understanding of what that plan might be.
Mm-hmm. Don't know. Well, one of the things with the NBA is they have this ring. You see this?
It's kind of creepy, I'm not going to lie.
The NBA ring, and we're going to get to Aaron in a second. The NBA ring is a smart ring. It's the Aura, O-U-R-A smart ring, which is capable of predicting COVID-19 symptoms up to 3 days in advance with 90% accuracy. The ring can measure body temperature, respiratory functions, and heart rate. All right. Yet another thing here. Man, they will have the option of wearing a ring that could help with early detection of coronavirus, track temperature, respiratory, and heart rate. This is from Sham Sharania of The Athletic. Okay. It's a nice looking ring, though. Right? It's nice looking. I would guess, you know, sometimes they have these events and stuff where they get with these other companies. You might be a sponsor for the team. This looks like this has Tiffany and Company ring written all over it type of deal. Nice little, like a white gold, maybe silver. The ring. Smart ring. All right. Smart ring. The Phillies. One second, Aaron. Phillies, coronavirus outbreak, as I'm looking at Jim Salisbury of NBC Sports Philly. 5 players who have been training. This is his first sentences here in the story. 5 Phillies players who have been training at the team's facility in Clearwater, Florida, have tested positive for coronavirus in recent days. In addition to the 5 players, 3 staff members have tested positive as well. A significant number of team personnel are awaiting tests, so it's possible the outbreak could worsen, and they are now shutting things down for the time being in Clearwater. Once again, we knew it was going to happen, and here we are. Here we are. Can I give a cool dad before we go to Aaron? Let me give one before we go to Aaron. Aaron might like this one. There was a cool dad we got on here. TV movie, cool dad. We talked about John Amos, right, earlier, where John Amos from Good Times, James Evans, and John Amos also, you know, done some cool movie stuff where he was, yeah, he's a great actor. He's a great actor. So he was also in Coming to America, and he was also in Coming to America, John Amos, as Lisa McDowell's father. His name is Cleo. And we got a tweet from, let me get the name. I think it was, Captain South Philly, I think it was. Yeah, Cap South Philly, Joey T. Philly. Top movie dad, Mr. McDowell, Cleo McDowell. Worked hard for his family and wanted the best for his daughters, but when King Joffy Joffer got fresh with Lisa, he straight turned down $2 million in her honor. He is a cool dad. Now, he was the owner of McDowell's. Not McDonald's, McDowell's. You have to watch the movie. McDowell, you all know. And when he got fresh, Cap South Philly, he said, you say one more word about my daughter and I'm going to break my foot off in your royal classic. Aaron in Norristown. What's up, Aaron?
Hey, Devon, how you doing?
How you doing, man?
Good. I have a cool dad for you, but I was just kind of like, I keep listening. I really enjoy the job you guys are doing from beginning to end of the day, all of the hosts and everything. It's good to listen to you guys. It's great. But you're welcome. But I think what's starting to wear on me as a season ticket holder, two of the four teams in this city and big sports fan, I mean, let's just get real. Like, are we going to play or are we not? I know they're trying to do their best, but all I hear about is the negativity. I don't think you hear any news about the treatments and the vaccines and everything. It's like, oh, there's more cases. Oh, there's more cases. And I understand it's real and I understand that, but at this point, it's wearing me out. Oh, the NBA is going to start. Oh, we have a problem. Oh, the NHL is going to start. Oh, we have a problem. Oh, baseball is going to start. Oh, we have a problem. Now football, we have a problem. It's actually becoming more of a problem for the hope that it keeps getting pulled out from under the rug. I don't even want to hear it anymore. I just want to hear when they're starting. That's it. I don't care about anything else.
And why it's tough, Aaron, as you say, man. Just listening and all, it's tough. And I agree with you because we're just ready for basketball, but we know it's not going to be here for a while. They give us something every day that's new, right? Every day that's new. And it's hard not to just at least share it as best as we can. We may not.
Man. Oh, I know. You're doing your job, man. Yeah. I understand you got to do what you got to do. But
as a fan, you're just ready for basketball.
I'm ready for basketball.
Or not.
I want to see the NBA. Or not, right. I'm either yes or no. It's like, it's like meeting up with a girl, waiting, you know what I'm saying? Like, we're either in or we're out. You know what I mean? I don't need to hear the back and forth, I don't know if that analogy works, but that's how I feel.
No, I totally understand, man. And as we look at it and we get ready for it, they get back at it next week where they start to return to their cities and start with their training, the quarantining, and then they head to Orlando. I do think, Aaron, that they are going to play basketball.
Well, I'm with you.
You know me quickly. I didn't think they would be back because I thought there was too many hurdles for them to get over to put this whole thing together. And here we are. I think they're going to play.
I'm with you, but you know what? In the back of my mind, I keep thinking there's going to be that. I'm staying positive, man. It's all you can do. But I got a cool dad for you. It's going to be an underrated one. Steve Martin and Bringing Down the House.
Okay, I like that one.
With Queen Latifah?
Yes, absolutely.
Taking her in from getting out of jail, bringing in and keeping it real with her and the kids. And
I like it.
Divorced dad. He did that other movie with the 12 kids, but he was a much better dad in that one. That was a pretty good movie.
What was that, like Cheaper by the Dozen or something?
Cheaper by the Dozen, but he was better in Bringing Down the House.
Yeah, he was one. That was a good one.
When he had to go undercover and go into that club and meet up with that guy, doing all that, that was good stuff.
That was a good one, man. Aaron, thanks for the call, man. Great stuff. Really appreciate it. You got a great one as well. I'm ready for NBA also. As a matter of fact, there was something crazy Brady, we're coming to you in a second. Something crazy. Remember when Kyrie Irving said all the stuff he said earlier in the week, Tyler, about... And listen, he wasn't wrong last Friday on a call we felt. We don't want to ignore... And that was something Malik and I had a good conversation about. You don't want to ignore the message. Everything that's going on. Avery Bradley, Lou Williams, 50-50 on the season. Dwight Howard. We don't want to ignore it. And we're not. I understand where he was coming from. I thought he was... But he knows their league better than I. Because he's in it. I'm in it, but I'm not as in it as he is as a player, as a star player in this league, that he knows how things are going. And it's frustrating that you haven't heard from a lot of the board of governors coming out, supporting them and all. But if we go with the lighter side, right, Stephen Bondi of the New York Daily News had put out a piece, and it was something that came out. I don't know if you saw this one. Stephen Bondi said that Kyrie Irving had said the Nets should start their own league. Did you see that?
Yes.
All right. Despite all of that, right? However you feel about that, it's not going to happen. So to the point that we just got right there about the NBA starting back, I think tomorrow we'll do something a little interesting with to the point of starting your own league. I'm on tomorrow noon to 3 after Andrew Saljunas, before D Lineham. So maybe we'll do that tomorrow starting at noon with the starting of the league as Kyrie Irving had put allegedly put out there however he got this information, Stephen Bondi, who is a longtime NBA guy. He has his sources. Who knows where it goes, but that's where it is. But 610-632-0975. Listen, Brady, hang on. Dennis, Paul, we want to give you all your time. I don't want to rush you through it. So when we come back, we'll take all your calls, get your cool dads, Jamal Adams, trade, everything. Final segment, Tyler Zuli producing. We're with you for one more segment on this Friday night right here on The Fanatic.
Give me that phone to Von Givens on 97.5, The Fanatic.
.975 final segment here on The Fanatic on this Friday night. 610-632-0975. Quickly, here's the tweet from Stephen Bondi of the New York Daily News in a recent group chat with the Nets players. Kyrie Irving lobbied for skipping the bubble. We all know about that at this point. In the chat, he also proposed that the players can start their own league, according to a source. Now, whatever you think about it, it is what it is. But that's the basis of what I was saying about tomorrow when we start at noon, of what we could potentially do off of that. So make sure you tune in tomorrow at noon. I already have things kind of situated with it. It was something that I wanted to do a little earlier, but it seems like it's more appropriate after a comment like that. And not bad for a Saturday conversation as well. Hopefully we have some news with baseball where that could be the main thing. But in any event, tune in tomorrow at noon and I'll let you know what we want to do with you when it comes to that new league. Brady in Mount Airy, let's get this thing running here. Final segment. What's up, Brady?
Mr. Devine, how are you, sir?
Oh, man, how are you?
It's been a while, but I'm doing well.
Good
doing
to hear
well.
From you.
Yeah, listen. Number one, why don't they take Goddard, Whiteside, and a number two and do the trade? Because you don't want to get rid of Ertz, because remember, when everybody else was dropping passes, he was the only one before he got hurt.
Very true.
That was, you know, catches up. Whiteside, you could do without. Goddard, he's good, so that means he has value. And Wentz will be sick if you get rid of
And he was sick when they got rid of Matthews, but he got over it. He found some players there. And listen, Ertz is way better than Matthews, but I understand where you're coming from. But when it comes to the value point of it, they both have value, Ertz and Goddard. If either tight end for me, Brady, I would be fine with either because I think they're both very, very highly rated. We know Goddard is now probably, for a lot of people, even as a backup, he's a top 10 tight end. And we know Ertz is the top three. Right. Whiteside in the second, maybe they'll take Whiteside for the simple fact that he's a young player. Let's see if he can establish himself and develop into something. And as far as the second, you know they're going to ask for a one, Brady, when you give it up.
Yeah.
When you give it up arguably the best safety in the league. We're starting with that one. And Joe Douglas is out there. Him and Howie going to go at it.
Yeah, you know, I just hope it all works out for us. We need that. We really do.
I would do it.
All right, let me get to my dads real quick.
Yeah.
All right, number one, I was going to say John Amos from Coming to America.
I stole that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you really did. So I got to go the nerd route. Russell Crowe from Man of Steel.
Okay.
Think about it. He came back from the dead to help his son.
Yeah. Yeah,
and
that's a cool dad for you right there, no doubt.
And as far as TV goes, Al Bundy.
See, this is why, Brady, this is why we're cool, man, because Al Bundy was my choice. He was the worst dad, but the best cool dad out there, man.
when it came down to it, he did the father thing.
Yes, he did.
But he didn't want to, but he knew he had.
Hey, man, anybody mess with him, he would whoop there. He would fight anybody.
Exactly.
He would fight
anybody. Devon, I miss you, man. It's good talking to you.
Hey, man, miss you too, man. Don't be a stranger. Have a great weekend, man. Happy Father's Day to you as well. Thank you, man. We appreciate it. Let's keep it moving. Good to hear from Brady, man. It's been a while. Dennis and Ben Salem. What's up, Den?
Not about today. How you been, bro?
Haven't heard from you in a while either, man. What's going on?
Oh, work's been crazy, man.
Oh, man. Glad everything's okay, man. Happy Father's Day.
Always. Happy Father's Day to you, my friend.
Thank you.
Speaking of fathers, I'll just jump right to it.
Cool dance.
I missed some stuff while I was in and out of my truck, but 70s, 80s, characters were mostly junkyard owners. I forget what Mr. Evans did. But the cool dad rocked the suit every day and was a successful businessman in New York. Had a wife named Weezy.
Ooh.
George Jefferson.
Ooh, nice one.
Man, if you were an idiot, George Jefferson would just lay into you. He had no cool about it either. He was great. And on a movie side, and I feel really bad I'm drawing a blank on the character name, Lawrence Fishburne in Boys in the Hood.
Oh, Furious Styles. We talked about it earlier.
Furious. Okay, yeah. It must have been when I was out.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Furious was
He was the man. And we talked about the stress balls, all of that stuff.
Yeah
man. He was cool, man.
The sun thrown at him, and he did everything he could.
Yes. He was definitely a cool dad, man. Once again, cutting his son's hair in the kitchen and just talking to him straight up about everything. Even though he and the mom were not together anymore, he could talk to him openly about everything. Yes, Furious Styles, no doubt.
This is life. This is what it's going to be like.
Correct.
For you. It's just great.
And I mean, let's be honest, with everything going on right now, his message was what his message was, right? And not only what goes on in their neighborhood, but also you as a black man in this world, you have to expect to be treated a certain way.
Absolutely. On the sports talk, I wouldn't mind giving up Ertz. I don't know if you remember pre-draft, I was okay moving Ertz.
For Andy Hopkins, no doubt.
Yes. Ertz and a first-round pick, he can be the best safety. It's too steep for me. It's just too much for me. Now, Ertz in like a third? Okay. Whoever we give up, though, has to be an Ertz, a Cox. We got to get rid of the salary to take on his. Just because next year is, or is it this season, when Carson's big bump comes up. So if we take on a guy like Adams, who we're going to have to give a massive contract to, like $20 million a year kind of contract to, we've got to move a big salary to do it.
Yeah.
But who knows?
I hear you, man. But it's always good to have those names linked to the Eagles, and we'll see what happens, because that means the Eagles, again, are just a relevant team around the league, and players look at them as a destination.
Here.
Absolutely. Dan, enjoy your weekend, man.
Have a great
weekend,
though.
Happy Father's Day once again, man. Appreciate
it. You too,
man. You got it, man. Let's keep it moving. Let's go. Here's a good one. Murray Goldberg from Mike Coach Edwards, 69. He says, Furious Styles and Murray Goldberg from the Goldbergs. Good one. Paul in Hamilton. What's up, Paul?
Hey, Devon. How are you, man?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. You do a great job.
Thank you so much.
Very respectful of you. You're a nice young man, and nice to listen to you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Listen, we haven't talked about music and songs, so I have a couple good songs, father songs. The first one is from the 60s, and it's by a group called the Winstons, and it's called Color Him Father. A great song. I don't expect you guys to play it, but maybe in your travels you could listen to it.
Color Him Father?
Right, by the Winstons.
By the Winstons, okay.
And the second song is one of my favorites. Dance with My Father, Luther Vandross.
Yes. I'm sorry, I was talking to Tyler. Yes, Dance with My Father. Yes, that's a great one.
Two great songs.
The
Winstons
with
anybody wants the Winstons. Color Him Father is a classic. It won an Emmy Award. Just a fabulous song. So you guys and your listeners want to check out a great song for Father's Day. That's one of them.
Okay.
And then Dance with My Father. So, all you fathers there, enjoy the holidays. No sports for me tonight, brother.
Nah, I hear you. Paul, enjoy your weekend, man. Thank you so much for checking in.
Appreciate you as well.
Appreciate the kind words. Thank you. Color Him Father, the Winstons. I don't know that one. Do you know that one? Well, you ask for it, we deliver it. There you go, my man. Oh, okay. All right, this is a Friday night. Roll the windows down a little bit, right? Sit back and just listen to the tunes of the Winstons. Color Him Father. I didn't know that one. Had to talk to my dad about not sharing that with me. But thank you. We appreciate that. Let's go to our final call tonight. Winston's calling father. Evan and Manny Yoke. What's up, Evan?
What's going on, Devon? How you doing today?
I'm chilling, man. How are you?
Pretty good. Let me get to my good or cool father first, and then I'll get to my Jamal Adams point.
All right.
First, I would say Will Smith in Pursuit of Happiness. Oh. Cool father. Did anyone get to that one?
Well, Tyler was waiting for that one, so you got
it.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That just shows the epitome of someone who's, like, living the struggle and, you know, doing everything he can for his son. And you know, the movie does a good job of showing that. And Will Smith does a good job of portraying that.
Yes.
Too.
Yep.
Yeah. And then on my Jamal Adams point, I mean, come on. How can you not want one of the best defensive players in the league right now?
Gotta have him.
When he played the Giants and strip sacked Daniel Jones and took it to the house, that just shows you everything you need right there.
Yep.
I mean, come on. If you give up Ertz, you give up a first round pick, whatever it takes. Let's be honest.
Yeah, no, I mean, I understand that the people who may want to, you know, fall back a little bit on it, but for me, just like you, I would do it.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Devon, thank you.
Listen, have a great one, man. Good to hear from you again. Evan, you as well. We thank all the callers, all of the listeners, all of the tweeters out there. We really appreciated the tweets that we may not have gotten to. We apologize. There were plenty of them that have jumped in and joined in on the show this evening. Tyler Zuli, great job as always, man. Good to see you. You'll be back tomorrow and Sunday?
Yes.
With D-Line.
Yep.
Tomorrow. So I'll see you tomorrow.
He'll be taking over for you.
Absolutely. So I'll be back tomorrow at noon to 3. And with Kyrie Irving saying start a new league, well, I guess we might have to explore that a little bit. Have a great night. Make sure you roll the windows down and listen to Color Him Father by the Winstons. Thank you for listening tonight. I'm Devon Givens. That's Tyler Zuli. We'll talk to you tomorrow at noon right here on The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.